This is Bill Andrews talking about some of the events in the early days of our family. Fletcher Meadows was my grandfather. He was the father of my mother. And they lived in a town called Gillsville in Georgia. My grandfather was the carpenter and the blacksmith for the whole area. Our family moved many times. I don't know about when the family was living in Georgia, but I do know that about 1914, the family moved to Davidson, where father became the agent, the Southern Railroad agent at Davidson, for Davidson College. And that's where I was born, in 1916, August the 12th or 13th, I'm not sure which day. And we lived there for a while, and then we moved to Ridgecrest. And we lived there a short time, and then we moved to Landrum, South Carolina, where we lived about 7 years. Then, from Landrum, we moved to Saluda. And that was where Father built a house. Nice brick house, two-story brick house with a large, full basement. And that's when the fortunes of the family were about the best. Another thing that I remember was when we lived in Saluda, and the old mountain house burned down. My father was a member of the fire department, a volunteer fire department. And one night about, it was after midnight, we heard the whistle of the old engine that stayed down on the railroad. It was called the helper engine. It was an engine that helped trains up the mountain. And we heard the whistle just blowing and blowing. And then I saw a lot of red and looked out the window and saw the fire. And it had snowed about 2 or 3 inches. And there was a big fire, and it looked like it was very close. And the children, the four boys, were sleeping in a room. There were two beds, and we were sleeping two to a bed. And our room faced the direction of the fire. And we got up and watched that fire, and I was scared to death. It was scary with all the reflection of the flames on the snow, and it was a big fire. And it was the old mountain house, which was an inn that was used as the main stop between Asheville and Spartanburg. And the old stagecoaches used to drive by and stop at that inn, and they called it the old mountain house. And that thing burned to the ground that night. We didn't even think to call my father, and he didn't wake up. I was too scared to think about things like that. And we didn't sleep anymore that night, but he slept peacefully all night because his room was on the other side of the house. And evidently he didn't even hear the whistle blow. And the next morning when he got up and we told him about the fire, he got so mad. He was so furious because we didn't tell him about the fire. And he said, "Well, I'm a member of the fire department, and you should have called me." And he was very much upset because he wanted in on the work the firemen had to do that night. And he hated to miss it all. I know he did.